Hey, y'all. I'm Brandi Cyrus.
Wait, are we live?
And that's my mom, Tish. Sorry, she's stoned.
I don't know what it is, but when I come home from a trip, I go into full, and now Molly does it too, I go into full clean organizational mode of my home. I do not know
you
what it
do?
Is.
You
like,
do? That's very strange.
Like psychotic.
I do the opposite. I like veg and everything's like a mess for a few days.
Oh, so I've literally have done nothing. And I haven't even unpacked yet. I've been just like going through my house, like moving accessories and freshening up and just like being neurotic.
Very interesting. How's it feel to be home?
Oh, freaking fantastic.
What'd you do the last 2 days I wasn't there?
Absolutely. Well, we were only there one day without you.
One full day. Yeah.
Yeah. One full day. And we, I forget, I don't know what everybody else did, but me, Molly, Max, and Dom all chilled, except we did all go play tennis. So we played tennis and then just hung by the pool. And then Molly and I cooked for everybody at night.
Cute. Mm-hmm.
It was very successful. Love.
I was bummed that I didn't get in a second tennis day.
Yeah.
I only played the one day.
And it was really cool that evening, like the perfect temperature. And so it was much better than the first time where it was so hot. So that was fun.
It was really hot. Yeah.
Yeah. But we just chilled.
Well, that was just too cute. But everyone's happy to be home or what?
Everyone is. Well, I don't know that the kids are like Joe and Gus and everybody, like they just love the beach anytime there's the beach. So I don't know. But me and Molly, Max and Dom, very happy to be home.
Hilarious.
We were coming in because we've been in Kauai, and then on the flight home, we are literally like looking down at the 405. And like we all were so happy just to see like all the build. And Dom was like, how messed up is it that we literally just came from paradise and we are looking down except nothing but concrete. And we
Sounds
are just
awful.
Like so excited to be home.
You guys are all twisted and like not right in the head.
I honestly just think there's just this energy in LA that like, I don't know. It's like contagious and it just won't ever let you go.
It let me go and I'm thriving.
I just love it. I love LA.
I hate it. But I'm happy that you're back. Happy for you that you're back.
Me too. I'm just like hanging. And the cool thing is that when we left, we still had people here that were staying with us from out of town. And so this is the first, last night was the first night Dom and I have actually been in the house married with just us.
How was that?
It was no different at all.
I figured.
I mean, it doesn't really feel any different.
That's too funny.
Yeah. So anyway, what have you been doing?
Well, I'm super jet lagged and I was not last year when we went, but I think it's because last year I came to LA, stayed a night and then went and then came back to LA, stayed a night. So I don't know if the splitting up the time change helped me last time, but this time it's been brutal. Like I am so tired at night. And at midnight, I can't go to sleep, even though I'm so tired.
Oh,
and then
no.
I've had a hard time getting up before 8:30 every day.
I slept till 10 today.
Oh my God, that's noon my time. I should be getting up at 7 and I'm not, and it's not great.
Yeah, it's affecting me too.
Yeah, it's brutal. So tomorrow though is going to be a rude awakening because I have to get up at 6:30 and don't have a choice. So maybe that'll set me right. I don't know. But yeah, I've been a little bit on the struggle bus, but I'm happy to be back. Azzy girl is just so happy to see me.
I know. But little Sammy and Bogey, like how do we leave them like that? They like are crushed when we leave.
It makes Sammy really is.
Oh my gosh, he makes me sad.
Me too. Like Astra, I really think is fine. Like out of sight, out of mind, you know, she, like me. And but Samuel, I think has serious,
he does,
like attachment issues.
I bet he is so upset the whole time I'm gone.
I think the whole time you're gone, he's upset.
It's so sad. So anyway, that's why I'm never leaving the house ever. I'm never leaving the house ever again.
She said this after Italy, though. So, you know, take it with a grain of salt.
Honestly, I just like am anxious away from home.
Were there any arguments on the flight on the way home? Like there were on the way there or no?
But were there arguments on the way there?
Well, did we tell the stoners about how that you were like touching the screen and the guy in front of you was like, stop kicking my seat? Did we tell the stoners about that?
I don't think so, but it was.
I don't think so either.
So on the way to Kauai, I literally like, and I'm not an aggressive person. So I was just touching the TV on the, which was on the back of the seat of the person in front of me, obviously. So I'm just literally touching my TV screen and the guy turns around and goes, can you please quit kicking my seat? And Dominic says, she's not fucking kicking your seat, mate. Just relax.
Oh my gosh. Plane stories are just too good.
They're not fucking kicking your seat, mate.
Oh, speaking of plane stories, I've been meaning to send you the link, but I wanted to save it to talk about on the pod. So guys, my mom has serious anxiety about traveling, and a lot of it has to do with like, what if I have to go to the bathroom? It's like this really crazy, silly thing, because obviously planes have bathrooms, but like, if she doesn't want to use the plane bathroom, like if her tummy is upset, it's like her biggest nightmare.
If you had to throw, well, it makes me want to throw up thinking about it. But
yeah, okay,
to throw up in that plane bathroom, that is
it wouldn't
so
be great.
Freaking nasty. And you are in there like hurling beyond
I
into
know.
That.
Okay, this is gross. I agree. But what I said to her is, you know, the anxiety of getting sick is so silly. Everybody does it. Every human on earth gets sick at some point. You know, if you listen to YFT, you know that Wells thought he shit his pants last week or two and like all good, like no worries. Okay. There's a news article floating around. Do you know about this? Of a Delta flight that was flying from Atlanta to Barcelona. Do you know about this?
No.
Somebody had diarrhea on the plane and couldn't hold it. And literally when they were running to the bathroom, they shit was like coming out of their pants all the way down the aisle. So there was diarrhea all the way down the aisle on this plane. And they had to turn the plane around because it became a biohazard issue. Like
no,
it was
you're
so,
lying.
No, it was so bad. They turned the plane around and went back to Atlanta.
I am dead.
Now that I feel bad laughing because like that's sad. Like it's one thing to be like, oh, I have to barf. I'm terrified of going on the plane or like my tummy's upset. I have a little diarrhea. Like no worries. But like if you shat all the way down the aisle on your way to the bathroom,
I mean,
there's no coming back. There's no coming back from that. You are forever the person so now I'm like, your fears are actually realized. Like that is your biggest fear.
I think it's everybody's.
Well, it is now.
That's so sad. I can't even take it.
It's not good. I know. I truly feel bad for laughing because like that really would be the worst. Like it really would be the worst.
It would be awful to have like food poisoning or stomach virus on a plane like that.
Oof.
And you know,
I think it would be maybe worse to have diarrhea than puking.
I think so,
but
too.
But I also think puking is so much more terrible. Like it's, I don't know.
We
puking
have got to get off the subject. It gives me anxiety.
I know. Okay. I just had to tell you about the Delta flight because I was like, that doesn't happen. Like it's fine. Everyone gets sick, but like that is bad. That is your actual worst nightmare. Like actually happened.
Yeah.
And it happened.
That is so bad.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our favorite sponsors, Nutrafol. I take my Nutrafol. Do you take your Nutrafol?
I take my Nutrafol all the time.
I do too.
I'll have the one for 50 and over.
I was going to say, there's a few different formulas. There is one for women that are postmenopausal, yes, which is. Would be my mother. and if you're confused about like which formula of Nutrafol is right for you, you can go on their website and they do have a quick hair quiz that you can take. You just answer a few questions and then they will tell you which formula is right for you. If you aren't familiar, Nutrafol is the number one dermatologist recommended hair growth supplement, with over 1 million people seeing thicker, stronger, faster growing hair with less shedding. I've taken it for years.
I can tell a huge difference.
I can too. I have such like baby fine hair and not very much of it, but my hair does not shed. Like, it really doesn't. And some of my girlfriends, like when they come on trips with me and stuff, their hair will be everywhere, like all over the sink and in the shower. I just do not lose hair like that.
And I feel like you used to and don't anymore.
I did. Honestly, maybe, but I definitely do not anymore. Like, I barely even lose hair in my brush when I brush it out.
This is amazing. I'm so telling you. Tell the stoners how we get it.
Also, Nutrafol has a subscription that you can do so that it shows up on your doorstep.
I do a subscription.
Okay, so clutch. That way you never run out. All right, you guys, if you want to take the first step to visibly thicker, healthier hair for a limited time, Nutrafol is offering our listeners $10 off your first month subscription and free shipping when you go to Nutrafol.com and enter the promo code STONED.
Find out why over 4,500 healthcare professionals and hairstylists recommend Nutrafol for healthier hair. Nutrafol.com, spelled Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED. That's Nutrafol.com, promo code STONED. So this is one of my favorites. It's the Integra Boost, which helps keep your weed fresher.
It sure does. Integra specially brings you plant-based solutions for top-tier cannabis storage and packaging.
And my favorite part is that with the terpenes, that you can kind of mix and match and make them different flavors and just kind of specialize your weed.
Totally. Plus, they are precision-crafted plant-based packs that are entirely food-safe, so they can be used with any of your cannabis products. Integra offers an array of sizes and relative humidity levels for storing flower, pre-rolls, gummies, blunt wraps, and so much more.
For more information, check them out at www.integraboost.com or at Integra Herbal on Instagram. Use code SWS at checkout for 15% off of your next online purchase at www.integraboost.com.
Okay, do I seem weird?
No. Now you do.
Because I am beyond stoned. Like, it's not okay.
I thought you were going to tell me you were taking mushrooms.
No, but I just feel out of it.
What are you smoking, the Bamalo?
No, but I have not had. I mean, like, it is not okay.
Well, I don't know what you've been smoking in Kauai, but like, it's probably different than what you have at home. It's probably hitting you good.
It's hitting me insane. Like, my head feels heavy.
Oh, I don't think I like that.
I don't know if I do either. But anyway, can we please start going into some off limits?
Love to. What are you watching?
Or please tell me you're done with The Ultimatum.
Oh, been done, finished.
Can you believe? Okay, I'm on The Ultimatum season one. So now I've already almost forgotten season two. But I cannot believe all four couples got engaged.
There's no way that's going to last. Like, there's no way those four couples are getting married. Now, I did see that Trey and Raya are pregnant.
Oh.
Do you remember which one that is?
Yeah, I think so. Yeah, I remember Trey.
Yeah. And so I'm just confused because Raya was all, and in her defense, she's very young. She's like 24. Raya was all, I want to move to the city. I want to live my life. Like, you're ready for like adulthood. I'm not ready for that. And now she's pregnant and they're like pumped about having a kid. Doesn't track. But you know what? I wish them the very best. I hope she grows up quick for Trey, because Trey, I just adore him and think he's so precious.
Yeah.
And it's not that I don't like Raya, I just think she's young and like she has every right to want to go move to the city and live her little, you know, young life or whatever. But I hope that like it all works out for them. But let's be real, Antonio and what's her face? They're not getting married, Roxanne. There's no way that wedding's happening.
She was honestly horrible.
She was horrible to him.
I am so bad.
And even at the reunion, I felt like she was like definitely more filtered, but I still didn't think like she learned very much.
No, and she won't wear her engagement ring.
That's what I'm saying. Like, you would have thought you, like, after watching your season back and seeing how you treated somebody, that you would change your fucking tune, and she obviously hasn't. And then I'm also not sold on Kat and her man getting married.
I was wondering about that, too.
And I kind of hope they don't for her sake, because I think she deserves better.
I love her. She was my favorite.
Yeah.
She was so, so cute.
So who's the other TBD couple? On those two. Ryan and James, who, even though I don't like them together, I can see them getting married just because they've been together so long and people are creatures of comfort and don't like to leave a comfortable situation.
Yeah.
Like a friend of mine that's in a situation like that. It's like, I think that they will probably just get married and be together, even though I don't know if it's the best choice for them. But I think they're going to get married.
I just like Ryan and what's his name?
James.
They absolutely will get married, but they absolutely shouldn't, I don't think.
I don't either.
No.
Well, are you loving the first season?
I am loving the first season. I think
it's really good.
I think I might like it better than the second season.
I could see that. Yeah, I think I could see that. Season one is always the best. Like, it's hard to follow up a good season one.
Yeah, I mean, I really did love them both, but I haven't finished season one yet. But I just cannot understand. But honestly, it's kind of working out for them. Who would go on the show? It's insane to me that people go on the show.
I know.
But honestly, I feel like it's kind of working out for the people that have gone on it.
We'll friggin' see. I'm not sold. I say we'll see.
Okay, well, that's all I got on the ultimatum. What else you watching?
Did you ever, I know the answer is no. I don't think it's your kind of show, but did you ever watch The Crowded Room on Apple?
No.
Okay. It started slow, but man, was it worth sticking with. It is so freaking good. It's also like right up my alley. I love a psychological thriller more than anything.
I do too.
And Tom Holland is absolutely phenomenal in it. Like, phenomenal. Like, I'm blown away by his acting and his performance.
Is that Zendaya's boyfriend?
Yes, which is hilarious. They're so funny.
They're cute.
They're cute, but he's incredible. All I know from him is that he's Spider-Man, you know, like he's Spider-Man. And so for him to take on like such a complex role, I feel like was very like brave of him, but he is killing it. It is so freaking good. I have two episodes left, which I'm dying to watch tonight. But if you haven't seen it,
or if you have started it
and didn't finish it, like I know it's slow in the beginning. And for the first like solid four episodes, you're kind of like, where's this going? Like, what's happening? And then, like, episode 5 and 6, man, it's just so good. Like, it's so good.
I'm fine with that.
It's one of those stories that, like, once you get to episodes 5 and 6 and you find out some things, you like, think back to things you've watched in the first few episodes and everything starts making sense. So it's very, very good.
Love. Good. Okay, I'm going to watch that next.
I want to look up if it's a true story. Hold on.
Ooh, that'll make me really love it.
Yeah. Loosely based on the true story of Billy Milligan.
Oh, wow.
It's based on a disturbing true story. So it was a book, a 1981 book.
Oh.
It's good. I mean, it is slow in the beginning, but I think if you could stick with it and get like midway through, like it's really, really, really worth it. It's very good.
I'm still watching Blackbird, but I got a little bored.
This show reminds me of that a little bit in a way. And that's same thing with Blackbird. Like, you really got to stick with it, you know?
Yeah.
Apple does that a lot. There's a lot of shows that Apple does that I think are slow, but the acting's incredible. And usually, like, the payoff is great if you can stick with it. But I feel like they do that a lot, because I feel like that about Shantaram, and everyone hated that show, and I absolutely loved it. And there's just a couple other shows that I feel that way about with Apple specifically.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I don't know what that's about.
Well, I'm going to finish Blackbird, and then I'm going to start The Crowded Room.
It's very, very good. Yeah, that's all I've been watching. There's like a TV lull right now. There's like not a whole lot on.
I know. And it's just going to get worse because the strike's still going.
It is and isn't. So like in September, there's quite a few good things coming out. But then after that, once those things are done, it's really going to lull, because then we're going to start feeling the strike, I think.
Yep. Yeah. Not good.
Well, should we do some DRMTs?
My neck hurts.
Oh, here we freaking go.
It does.
My neck hurts.
Hi, this is Haley from Iowa. Tish, you looked absolutely stunning at your wedding.
So stunning.
I'm so happy that you found happiness. I'm just calling in. I'm getting married October 26th of 2024. And I'm having my first planning meeting with our day of coordinator. And I'm wondering what questions you feel like I should ask her and what I should make sure is in place. I love you guys. Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
All right. Well, what questions should she ask her day of coordinator?
I mean, I was just crazy about the flowers. Like, that was
I know, because we had to go get new ones the day of.
I'm serious. So... But on the day of, like, I think if you're completely and totally, like, really on top of crap, like, there's not a lot to do day of, right?
What do you mean? What do you mean there's not a lot to do? There's a shit ton to do. I cannot. Well, I also think, like, we did things a little differently. Like, most people spend hours taking photos. You know that, right? What?
We did not do that at all.
She's losing it. Also, most people don't do any rehearsals day of, I don't think. I think they do all that the night before. And we did have to do, like, you didn't, but, like, there was some rehearsals happening the day of. Because somebody, Trey Cyrus, didn't come in time for the actual rehearsal. So we did that. Okay, so since Tish is out of it and can't answer this question, I would say to just make sure, I'm trying to think of like things that weren't smooth for us. So like photos, for one, I feel like you really have to plan out the photo thing if you really want to get them all, because the tricky thing is like the groom can't see the bride before the wedding. So you can only do so many photos. So you can only do so many photos beforehand, and you just, but then like you got to plan time for after you say I do to like snap some photos of the bride and groom. And I would say like, make sure like you have something for everyone else to do. Like at the other weddings I've been to, like everybody else has had like a cocktail hour. See, we did our cocktail hour before the ceremony.
It was great.
I think a lot of people do it right after, though, so that the bride and groom can go off and take their photos and the guests are having cocktails.
Yes.
And social hour.
I felt like that we did that, too.
No, we didn't really. We just kind of like had like an impromptu social hour, but it wasn't for like staged photos or anything.
No. Did we even it just, do like, kinda staged? Happened. We didn't really do staged photos.
We didn't really do that many.
But you know what? I don't know that I love staged.
I know, I don't really either. And we did get a couple, like, right after the ceremony. Remember, we ran over and did the family photos and all that.
Yeah, but we were not, like, formal about it at all.
No. So, if photos are super important to you, I would just say, like, really plan that out.
Yeah.
And make sure you have all that scheduled.
I loved mine. I think I just loved them because they were candid.
I just loved them because they were candid.
I can't wait. I'm going to put it up. I need to get on my website. Then put all the pictures up.
Okay, well, you were useless for that question.
I really was.
All right, you guys, we want to tell you about another one of our sponsors. It's Lumi Deodorant. I think we've talked about them before. I keep one of these sticks in my carry-on bag when I'm traveling. I don't like deodorant. It's just one of those things that I never think to pack. So I just make sure I always have it on me. If you guys aren't familiar, Lumi is a whole body deodorant that was created by an OBGYN who saw firsthand how normal BO was being misdiagnosed and mistreated. This deodorant is baking soda free and paraben free, plus it's pH balanced for safe use. I know for me, like I've heard so much bad stuff about deodorant and like what's in it isn't great for you, that a lot of the traditional ones that you can buy at your local drugstore just aren't cutting it for me. So I really love Lumi. Plus they come in a variety of fresh, bright scents like clean tangerine, lavender sage, which is my favorite, and they also have toasted coconut.
And the great thing is you can use Lumi all over your entire body. So when you travel, it's so much easier just to have one product.
Plus, they also have deodorant wipes, which are super clutch, especially if you're on like the red eye or an overnight flight. And they also have body wash, which is really cute. And it comes in a mini travel size as well. Lumi offers a starter pack that's perfect for new customers. And as a special offer for our listeners, all new customers get 15% off Lumi products with our exclusive code. And if you combine the 15% off with the already discounted starter pack, that equals over 40% off their starter pack.
Use code STONED for 15% off your first purchase of LumiDeodorant.com. That's code STONED at LumiDeodorant.com.
All right, Stoners, we want to give a quick shout out to one of our podcast sponsors. Here she freaking goes. Mother, we need to tell the Stoners about Mood.
Oh,
yeah. Oh, is right. If you guys don't know, Mood is known for their federally legal THC.
Oh.
And now they're adding their most potent product yet to the lineup, which that's perfect for Tish. She loves the potency.
Honestly, I love Mood.
Yeah. Well, great.
They're like, they are so good. They really do have something for every single mood. And it actually works the way it says that it does.
Oh, it does.
Yes, it does.
What's your favorite product, would you say?
You know what? I love their pens. They are really good.
Okay, cool. Yeah, Mood offers things like flower, gummies, vapes, and more. And they have this THCA product that converts into THC when you heat it, and you get access to the classic marijuana high. Mood's latest and most potent breakthrough in the world of legal cannabis. All of their products are regularly tested in third-party labs and sourced from small family farms and pesticide-free, which is so important. They have different strains for specific moods, hence the name of the brand. So whether you want like a euphoric, energized feeling or you're feeling more creative and want to chill, they have something for everybody and plenty of versatile products that go with whatever mood you're going for.
Try Mood's new THCA flower today. For a limited time only, get 20% off your first order and a free THCA pre-roll. Just go to HelloMood.com and use promo code SWS. That's HelloMood.com, code SWS for 20% off your order and a free THCA pre-roll.
Cute.
So I'm getting married December 16th, and we're going on our honeymoon, like right after the wedding. We're going to New York. I live in Louisiana, so like New York is like a big deal for me. I've never really ventured out into big cities. But anyways, me and my fiance were so excited. But I was curious, I'm sure both of you have probably been to New York many of times. Are there any really cool restaurants or things to do? We are going at Christmas, so I know the lights are going to be beautiful, and I know there's a lot of stuff to do in New York around Christmas, but yeah, if y'all have like any recommendations, let me know. Thanks.
Love her little accent.
So cute. Brandy knows way more about New York than me. Like, the only thing
Tizzle's not a big New York girl.
I'm not a New York girl at all. So you got to answer
She's
this.
She's an LA girl.
Yes.
Okay. So Christmas in New York is truly the best time to be there. So you guys definitely planned that, right? I would say like the biggest thing people love about New York and go to New York for is Broadway. like going to see shows on Broadway. And they are super, super fun. I actually haven't even been to that many. Like, I've been to a couple. But like, I like my best friend, Kirsten, for instance, I'm playing in New York on Halloween weekend, and she's staying longer to go see a Broadway show with her boyfriend. Like, they just love that. Like, people love it, and it is super fun. So I would highly recommend, you have to plan in advance, buy tickets in advance. I think especially that time of year, I would think they go pretty quick. So make sure you're planning ahead and definitely do a Broadway show or two. Also, sounds kind of cheesy, but ice skating at Rockefeller Center at Christmas is pretty nice. I would recommend that. And then what's the view? Is it the top of Radio City with the big view?
I think so.
That's pretty cool. I've done that.
You can have dinner up there, right?
I think you can. I don't know if the food's any good, but it's definitely cool to go up there and see the view. And just Radio City in general is very cool. There's a lot of sound stages up there that are pretty iconic. Not that you can go up there, but just to be in the building is pretty cool.
It is.
So many great restaurants. Like, I don't even know where to freaking start. Ketch is one of my favorites. If you like seafood, Ketch is fun. Again, you got to make a reservation, especially that time of year. There's also a really cute, like, casual Italian place called Marta, which is funny because I have a friend named Marta, and I always love going there. What's the other? I just had the best Italian food of my life. Hold on, I got to look it up.
Do you know what you don't do?
What?
Ride in a carriage horse.
I was going to say that, actually.
Honestly, guys, please, 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 please. Like, it is just the condition that these horses live in. It is so barbaric and just so cruel and so absolutely horrendous. Like, I know some people are like, it's a tradition, all this, but that should be long gone. Like, horses should not stand on concrete the long hours that they do, with half the time with no water and no food. And it is just so horrendous. And then they never see grass ever. They go into these concrete.
That's the saddest part.
The concrete stables.
Their living conditions are awful.
They can't even turn around. Like, I think they had to make them a little bit bigger recently, but not much. It is freaking.
No, it's sad.
It's the most horrific thing ever. Okay. I'm going to be done with that.
Yeah. Do not support the carriage industry. Okay, the Italian restaurant, it's a splurge, but man, is it freaking worth it. It's called Scarpetta. I feel like this is kind of like a famous restaurant that I maybe just didn't know about before, and they may have them in other cities, but Scarpetta in Chelsea, it's like Chelsea Midtown. Best Italian food I've had in so long. It was so good. Highly, highly, highly recommend. I also haven't been in years, but we used to love ABC Kitchen.
Okay, I never loved that.
Oh, I loved it.
I know, I remember.
Miley and I loved ABC Kitchen.
But do you know what the Stoners would really like to do? Okay, if you have not
What's
seen
that?
If you haven't seen the movie Serendipity, but I bet you have.
Oh,
with
here
John Cusack and Kate Beckinsale. Oh,
John
my
Cusack.
God. Is that his name?
Yeah.
Him and Kate. And it is the sweetest movie ever, called Serendipity. And it's because they meet in this little cafe in New York called Serendipity that are very famous for how do you say it? They're hot chocolate, frozen hot chocolates. Mm-hmm. And first of all, the food is absolutely terrible. But if you are there and can just stop in just for a frozen hot chocolate, you absolutely must.
Oh, you know where else is a freaking must? Is Sarah Beth's.
Sarah Beth's is my absolute favorite restaurant for breakfast.
That breakfast
ever.
Is phenomenal. On weekends, there's like a line down the street. Also, though, they have other locations now. They used to just have, I guess, the Central Park location, which was popping, but now there's others.
Yep.
The lemon ricotta pancakes are so freaking good.
Everything is. I love
highly
it so much.
Highly recommend.
Hey, Tish and Brandy. This is Erin calling from Massachusetts. I deliver the mail for a living, and you ladies always make me giggle on Thursdays. So I just wanted to thank you for that. And congratulations, Tish, on getting married. You looked gorgeous. I'm actually getting married in Vermont next June and wanted your advice on how to save money. Basically, I'm getting married in a barn and just want to avoid mason jars and all of the barn basics, trying to go barn chic. And I feel like you would pull through with some fantastic ideas. So yeah, just a girl on a blue collar budget right now. So if you could help a sister out, that'd be fantastic. And thank you so much. Look forward to hearing from you. Bye.
You love Vermont.
First of all, Vermont and Massachusetts are just, it is ridiculous. Second of all, I love that she is a mail lady.
Love that.
I mean, I'm always like in awe of like how, I mean, I can't even imagine that job. And it like, first of all, it feels like it should be a thank you for your service. For real.
Potentially. Yeah.
It should. What would we do if we didn't have them?
I mean, I don't know.
So anyway, I just think that's the coolest job ever. And I was going to say, saving money, like the best place that I literally found a lot of the decorations for my tables and stuff, Amazon, like super, super cheap. I need to make sure absolutely put up like a lot of the candles, like the votive holders and the little flower vases, all from Amazon. So I'll have to put some of that up. And also just like, I don't know if you're doing your own tablecloths. I mean, like I would think Amazon is easily your one-stop shop. And you could just make an absolute beautiful wedding. And I love the idea of like, almost like some little chandeliers and baskets all mixed in together. I think that could be really pretty.
That sounds cute.
Yeah.
Love that.
Maybe we can find some, inspo pics, but Amazon, absolutely. I know it's like, it's just bad. We get everything on Amazon, but honestly, it is just like easy, cheap, and you can find anything.
It's so true.
Yeah.
I know. What about Etsy?
I love Etsy, but it is definitely more expensive. But like I got like my ribbon for things from Etsy but you know, also Joann Fabrics. Mm-hmm. We went there and got a lot of the ribbon really, really cheap. But I think you can really do it on a budget pretty easily.
You know what I think the best way to save money at a wedding is? Don't have a freaking meal.
That's true.
All my friends that have gotten married in the past couple years have, all they talk about is like how expensive it is per person to do the meal thing. And I just feel like that's so silly. I would just do like little hors d'oeuvres, cocktails, dessert, call it.
Yeah, you could.
That's what I would do.
Yeah.
You're out of it.
But would people hate that?
I don't think so. I think the sit-down meal is so weird.
You know what? Ours wasn't. I don't know why.
Ours was so casual, though.
Yes, that's why. That's why. Mm-hmm. And every single person said, thank God you didn't have a dinner, like a sit-down formal dinner. This is the coolest.
That's what I'm saying.
Everybody was obsessed that we did the pizza, but that did happen to be literally the best pizza I think I've ever had in my life.
How crazy.
That pizza was my favorite pizza I've ever had.
I loved the salad so much.
I don't think I had that.
Oh, it was so good.
Oh my gosh. Love you guys so much. This is Hannah. City, DRMT. We just moved into a new home and I want to make I want to make a playroom, but I really hate all of the like kiddie looking stuff. Is there any way to make it chic? Is there any way to make it look nice and put away some of the toys and still have it be functional for my 3-year-old, but not have it be so kid-like. I don't even know if that's possible, but I love you guys so much. You make my day. I hope you're having a good one. And Brandy, you and Travis, let's make it happen.
Hilarious.
Number one, I really think that this is my specialty.
Well, great, because I have no answers for you.
I was thinking you can make it look so chic and absolutely have all storage for toys and all the things, but have it look and function like just like you would never know it was for toys. And I think you can do that so easy with IKEA. Like they have
IKEA.
They have these black bookshelves that you, instead of doing vertically, you do them horizontally. And then they also make a basket, like a rattan basket, that'll fit in like the squares. And it is just like, if you did white with like a natural basket, it is just so pretty. And I feel like doing that to house the toys. And then you could add some lamps on top of, because, you know, they're horizontal. Then you could add some lamps and pictures and make it really cute. Like, it'd be like almost like a console.
Love.
I can put up, but I can also put up some inspo pics for that.
Some links.
I just have it in my brain. And then you could do a big rattan, like literally Amazon, the big rattan lights. If you did a big rattan light with the white cabinetry with the rattan baskets, and then just maybe, ooh, you know
I
what?
I just don't know. What if you I just did some don't floor, understand.
Floor beanbag chairs.
Why don't so you do this sick. For a living? I just don't understand.
I don't know either, because I love it.
I know. Why don't you just do this for a living?
I don't know, but I do think like chic kids' playrooms would be good for me.
That could be your niche.
I know. Because I could just see the coolest like beanbags just in with that, and it'd be so sick. I'm kind of obsessing over it.
What? I mean, a mother, you love this stuff so much. I just don't understand why this is not your day job.
I know. I'm just going to actually do this to my office, kind of the same vibe. I just started reworking my office, and I think that is exactly what I'm going to do.
Well, cute. Well, make sure you post some
before inspo pics for her. You're right. I will.
And some inspo for her.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi, Brandy and Tish. Fellow mom's donor. Always busy, busy, busy. I constantly listen to the podcast, and I absolutely love it. I love your guys' wide variety of conversations that you have, whether it goes through the different things of day-to-day life to where you're going and what you guys have been doing, down to, like, your facial care and what you do to that. And I honestly love listening to your guys' high designs. And then whenever you guys get excited for the segment where you get to talk about all your voicemails, I truly love it. And I severely hope to hear much, much more, because I usually get hooked on a podcast and it goes away. So I'm hoping to hear much, 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 much more from you guys. My question is, when you have a smaller sized bathroom, what is the best way to functionally organize all of your female items, from shampoo, conditioner, to body soaps and shaving items? I feel like I have the worst way to organize, and I am an organizing freak. And I feel like no matter what way I try to do it, it is not the best way to organize it.
Bye. She's sweet.
So sweet. I feel like they actually make pretty amazing, like, you know, like kind of shelving. Like, I can picture it in my brain exactly what I could see for her to organize. I swear, I love the organizing thing. That's why I would be good at kids' playrooms. But that is like these days, there's so many cute ways to like even display some of those items and it not look junky.
Yeah, you totally. Know,
like some really pretty like wall shelves. And I've seen so many like on probably Amazon, but I definitely Wayfair always has things like that. But I think it could be really cool to just kind of have some open storage. You just have to be pretty neat.
Okay, so there's this thing I've literally been wanting it for years, and I've sent it to my mother, and she's going to know exactly what I'm talking about, and I just have not pulled the trigger on it. But CB2 makes these really gorgeous modern medicine cabinet type mirrors, and you can either recess them into the wall, which looks amazing, but obviously is a bit more expensive of a project, or you can just hang it on the wall. It holds so much stuff, and it comes in all the beautiful finishes, like whether you want to do like the brushed gold, the matte black, the chrome, it comes in all those finishes. It looks so elegant and beautiful, and then you open it up and it has all this space for products. Comes in two different sizes. We'll post the link. It's like my dream to have these medicine cabinets in my bathroom.
Well, that would be so nice to do like over the sink. And then you'll have, that's enough clothes storage. And then maybe, you know, like above the toilet. Totally. Do like the open shelf.
An open shelf.
Yeah.
Totally. And then you know what else I really love are like the little carts for putting products like in a smaller bathroom, because you can roll them around, put them underneath stuff, whatever. IKEA has a bunch of those little carts. I think Target probably makes a bunch now. And you can get them in like fun colors and stuff if that's your vibe or whatever, to make the bathroom cute. And those carts hold a lot of products. So that's another good idea.
Okay, what else?
Well, that's all we got.
That's this week.
That's it.
Okay.
That's it.
Well, I'm tired.
Got any baked goods? I am too. I am, but like I guarantee freaking to you, I won't be able to sleep when it's time to go to night.
You think?
I've been having a problem.
Damn.
Let's see what Tizzle has on her Amazon account. I mean, we've been gone, so like, maybe nothing. Oh, swimsuit cover up for women, tie dye kimono. Did you wear any of these?
I only kept one, I think. I didn't love the other colors. So the color I love.
What about these bikini tops?
Loved, but size down. We'll put these bikini tops up. I absolutely love them. But I got a small and I needed an extra small. So, yeah, I needed an extra small. So it was a little, it ran pretty big.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know what I bought on Amazon that I haven't used it yet? Have you guys heard, have you heard of Babyfoot?
No.
You don't know what Babyfoot is?
No.
Okay. So, Keys is the one that told me about this. She's obsessed with it. And they sell it at Ulta. Like, this is like a common thing. I got it on Amazon. Basically, it's this foot peel.
Ew.
If you have like dry feet or like cracked skin on your feet or whatever, it basically is a foot peel. And you put this, I haven't used it yet, never done it, but I'm super pumped about it. But you put these like booties, it's like a mask on your feet for like, I don't know, an hour or something. And then you take it off and then for like a week, your feet like shed your skin.
Ew.
So that like, no, but ew, for a week. But then after the week, Keys is like, your feet are like so smooth. The skin is like literally like a baby's foot. Like it's smooth as can be. All your calluses are gone. All your dry skin is gone after a week, your feet peel. It's insane. And I've been wanting to do it. But like, I didn't want to have my feet peeling on our vacay. So
I just got married. I can't have peely feet.
Well, I can't because I live alone. So I'm going to do it and let you guys know. But I know this is nothing new. Like, I know people know about Babyfoot and that this is a thing, but I just haven't tried it yet. So I'm going to try that and I'll let you guys know how it goes. It's kind of expensive. It was like $25.
I wonder, what if I put it right here on my arm?
Well, it's like comes from, I think it comes in like a little booty. Like it comes with two booties filled with the mask and you put your feet in them.
Because I mean, I need this to peel because it is dry. It is feeling dry from the sun and this.
I think you might just need like a scrub.
That never works.
Interesting.
Yeah.
But anyway, I got that. And then I also got this massage ball that my massage therapist recommended. Because I like went in a couple weeks ago and I had like this something crazy going on in my left hip, like my left like glute slash hip flexor situation. So she told me about this ball called the Orb. Do you have one?
No, but my trainer, Tashi, she makes fun and I use it.
Yeah, I feel like this is a very Tish thing to have, but it's the same, this massage ball called the Orb, and you lay on it and like roll out your problems. So I've just bought that too. So I'll let you guys know how I like that. But I hear great things.
I mean, honestly, I love a good foam roller and a ball like that. It actually, foam rolling will change your life. If you guys start foam rolling, truly, okay, I'm like preaching to the choir, or because I do not do this all the time. But if I foam rolled every morning and every night, your body would just be so different. Like it just like opens everything up, and it hurts in certain places, but it feels so good. And I just really think foam rolling is so good for your body.
I do too. When I do it, my body feels so much
better. Completely better.
Right before vacation, I was doing it every day after riding. Like, I was foam rolling and then getting on my PEMF mat. Yeah. And my body just felt so much better. I got to get back into the groove. Yeah.
Me too.
Yeah.
It just, I don't know. It's just, I guess it's just so good for your circulation and stuff that it just, I mean, it's so good for recovery before and after workouts. It's just like, I cannot recommend it enough.
Yeah. Well, stoners, that's all we got.
I need to go foam roll, but there's other things I need to do. I got to feed the dogs.
Really?
I got to get ready for the horse show. I got to make some food. Ugh, just too many things.
Okay. I need to do that too.
I also need a haircut. I'm looking at my hair and I'm feeling like I need a little trim.
I think it looks fantastic.
You don't think it looks a little stringy right down here and a little thin?
No.
I was thinking like that needed to go.
See, I like that shaggy hair look. Ha. Huh. I hate a blunt cut.
I love a blunt.
No. It's not as sexy.
It is. Stringy. Like, stringy is not sexy.
Yeah.
No, it's not. It's truly not.
Your hair looks really good. I would not mess with it.
A little trim. Well, stoners, we love you.
Well, I'm going to go watch Blackbird.
Blackbird. How do you hang out with an Australian 24/7 and your accent's getting worse? I truly don't understand.
I don't understand either.
I think it's getting worse.
It is crazy.
It's too good.
Ugh. Okay, well, I love y'all.
We love you guys. See you next week.
Bye.
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 I think you should start a business. I do. I just really think
I would be great at it.
I know.
Especially, I feel like I would love to do like just places that need organized, mostly like playrooms, offices, things like that.
Mm-hmm. I wish you'd come to my office. It's a disaster. Oh, it's so messy.
I think I'm going to go with mom with that look I just gave her advice on.
Well, I love that for you.
Me too.
This podcast has been brought to you by Podcast Nation.